hair trends, a couple throwbacks, and a few things are brewing in Detroit. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Hey. Take it away.
Okay. Yeah. What's up? Ah.
Okay. Okay.
We back.
Hey. You back?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the song. This is your anthem right now.
This is one of my anthems, yeah.
Yeah?
These are definitely...
Do you wake up in the morning and, like, play this?
It's either this or March Madness, but it's something about this energy, man. It's just gonna, you know, just bounce. You're just feeling good.
Okay. Hey. I'm just gonna copy you, whatever you do.
Hey.
You know what? Okay. Never mind. I cannot keep up. I can't keep up.
But how you
doing? Maybe because I need a little like drink in my system. Then I'll be able to, you know, listen up.
You feeling it? I don't have a drink right now. I don't feel it. It's just the vibe. You just got
okay. I'm just gonna do a little bounce.
There you go.
A little throwback.
Okay.
Shoulder
fishing.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's too much.
What's up, everybody? It is Raelynn T, and this is BHL's Next. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raelynn Taryn, and I have the talented Malcolm David Kelly in the studio. Please let him know where they can find you on social media.
Hey, you can find me. How you guys doing, first of all? But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Malcolm, Snapchat at The Real Malcolm with an extra M. You know, YouTube, some music out there. Go check MKTO on the Vivo. And, man, you know, some films and some TV coming up for you real soon. So get ready for that, man. But I appreciate it. How you doing?
I am good.
Yeah, what's up?
And I feel like you're doing great right now because we have So Groovy. So you feeling
groovy,
today? On this Thursday?
Groovy. Hey, shout out Future one time.
Oh, my God. That's who you like? Future is your favorite rapper right now?
Yeah, Future's definitely up there, man. I just love the energy, man. He definitely has the clubs rocking when I'm in the club. I love Kendrick, though.
Ooh.
You know, being an L.A. native and just, you know, the conscious stuff he's bringing to the game. But, you know, J. Cole,
okay,
you know, Chris Brown, you
okay.
know, appreciate the vocals, you know, just doing a little singing in there too, so I can appreciate everything, you know, a little Beyonce here and there, you know, when I'm with the lady,
shout out to
you
the
know, when the lady's feeling the Beyonce, I could jam to that, so
okay.
you know, I definitely like all types of music.
All right, that is cool. So now, everybody knows you as Malcolm David Kelly, but
uh-oh.
People also know you by your other alias, Lil Saint,
hey.
Which was
Lil
your
Saint.
Role in the You Got Served
yeah.
movie.
Well,
and you
forever.
Know what? I have a clip of the, like, really the saddest moment in the movie. You know what? Let's just go on
you
and
play. You gonna make us cry?
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do?
Nah. I just wanna see Saint.
Oh, waiting to see Deshaun?
Kids, I think you should talk to Tashawn's family.
Professor Ogilvie.
I can appreciate that, but...
Well, what? What do you want in writing? Well, what do I have to tell you?
Huh?
I mean, he eats in my crib. I buy him clothes. I keep him out of trouble. I'm closer to that kid than anybody. I'm going, all right? I just want to let him know I'm here.
Just let him go in there, man.
Look, we're laughing out here.
Rico.
Look, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but Tashawn died a few hours ago. A bullet pierced his lung and caused severe internal bleeding.
No!
We tried to contain it. We tried to revive it.
Don't want
to
hit that wall, Jacob. Don't want to hit that wall.
He didn't come back. There's nothing more we could do.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Mm. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Yeah. Put a hole in the wall.
Dang. Little Saint.
Ooh.
Little Saint is gone.
Moment
is gone,
silence.
But never forgotten. Okay, yeah. Moment of silence with Little Saint.
Okay.
We back. You know what? I always wanted to know, like, how. I was like, I was so impressed by him punching that hole in that wall. You understand.
Like, how do you do that, right?
Yeah.
The super strength. I mean, all that emotion, you know, is built up at one time. I think it was just, you know, things like that happen. You know, the wall just.
I mean. You meant so much.
I had to crumble. Yeah,
you meant so much to Rico.
And that was my big bro, man, so I really felt that, you know. that was good times, man. Shout out to everybody
that
did
that.
Oh, my God,
yes.
So
I know, like, you've done other movies, like, before You Got Served. Well, you did Antoine Fisher, which I love.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Shout out Derek Luke and, you know,
Denzel.
Definitely working with Denzel.
That was amazing. So, but tell me about your experience, doing the You Got Served movie?
Man, doing that, I mean,
because they were like big stars. B2K was like a big deal.
That, man, it was. And you know, and you knew that definitely being on set, it was a lot of fun. You know, they definitely had a lot of people there. You know, it was just good vibes. You know, I'm just young, just running around the whole set. You know, Chris Stokes would let me direct a couple. I'm saying action and yelling. And, man, I was just having a good time, man. And, you know, the movie turned out great.
Definitely.
You know, and, you know, it's so cool to hear people just still remember a little saying. Yes. You know, just had that little emotional connection. So that's so cool, man. I enjoyed it. And like you said, working with Denzel Washington and Antoine Fisher and just learning so much from him and, you know, watching him direct and playing the movie at the same time, you know, really, you know, spoke to me. And it's something I want to do later down the line. So, you know, it's just it's been fun, man. It's been a fun journey.
Have you seen like Omarion and everybody since?
I've ran into Omarion a couple times, you know, at a couple shows and just like events, you know, it's all love. And J-Bug the same, and even Lil Fizz, I used to see him running around too. And I was like, you know, one
it gotta
of my
be
close,
trippy that because you're now grown. People.
Yeah, I'm grown.
You
now.
Know what I mean? You ain't little no more.
Nah.
Now we should drop the little just it's just saint.
It's
now.
Just saint. It's just saint. A big saint. You know, when we get on live and they have fun on Instagram, they call me Big Saint.
Oh my gosh.
You know, but I like Saint though. Probably just keep it Saint.
keep it Saint.
But yeah, man, when I see those guys, it's all love and it's good to see everybody still working, you know. You know, even with them breaking up and everything. But, you know, we're all still progressing, man. So that's
I literally put up signs in my neighborhood when B2K broke up.
Yeah, it was sad, man.
I was like, I held a meeting. I was like, look, we need to do something to get them back together. We got to get the group back together.
Oh, you was trying to get
it
them back
together,
It didn't
work, huh? But, nah. You know, at least I tried. It's
well,
out there.
Well, if there's no more, I need to do a record or something. I don't know. But, nah, you know, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Little Saint has gone viral. There has been a Little Saint challenge.
Little Saint Challenge.
Guys haven't seen it, check this
out. Man, I'm a big fan of the Little Saint Challenge, man. Sometimes they send me the videos and I gotta repost them, man. They're so hilarious.
Well,
in the rain and
we have it.
I'm
here.
Gonna do mine. Uh oh, let's see.
Oh hey. My God.
Oh.
Oh.
Y'all gotta do whatever I say.
Okay.
Y'all gotta do.
Woo. Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Uh-oh, what is that?
Handstand.
He's going all out. See, they need to do You Got Served, too, and throw him right on in there. Cause that's,
oh, my God.
Look at the handstand. He's that a big boy, too. That's good upper body strength. I like
all
that.
All for Little Saint. All for you.
That's love, man. I appreciate y'all holding me down, holding Little Saint
down.
For
so long.
He lives forever. He lives
forever. I'm about to go get me an airbrush t-shirt.
Yeah, you see Kanye, I had to post that.
I saw that.
I mean, it's so crazy. He named his son Saint, so shout out Saint, you know.
Oh my gosh, everything's just coming full circle.
That's so crazy. He actually used one of my old pictures that wasn't even from the movie. I don't know where they got that picture from, but like it was so cool. So shout out Ye, man. Shout out Ye.
Oh my God. So tell me about you being an actor. So you were doing it since how old were you? Because you were like, what, 7?
Yeah, I was about 5.
5?
Yeah.
So how did you get into acting? How did you know that this was for you?
Well, honestly, when I first started at 5 years old, like I remember seeing that McDonald's commercial and just kids having fun, put a smile on, and with Ronald McDonald, I was like, yo, that looks too fun. I want to do that, Mom. Let's figure this out. And you know, she ended up helping me find a manager. And I ended up booking a McDonald's commercial, but you know, I've been with them for like ever since I've started my management company and agency. Mm-hmm. But you know, and I guess one of the real times I, you know, kind of fell in love with it was actually seeing Denzel. I mean, like I was a little older, but just playing in the movie and directing the movie was just, I don't know, it was just so awesome to me. So I always knew like, oh, this is something I definitely want to do when I get older.
Yeah.
And, but you know, just working with so many great people, like being on Eve when she had her show and, you know, Girlfriends and For Your Love. I mean, just so many, Malcolm in the Middle, like just so many classic things and working with so many great people along the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember having a decision to like, go back to school or continue being homeschooled, you know, just to, you know, go get that interaction with kids or, you know, continue to work on my career. And I chose to continue working on my career and still being homeschooled. But I still got to go to prom and stuff like that. But I also knew then that this is something I wanted to do for forever. And then, you know, being on Gigantic with Tony on Teen Nick for a season. And then, you know, the music kind of just spiraled out of that, putting stuff up on YouTube. And, you know, we had a chance to get signed to Columbia Records, working with some producers and, you know, getting to put out Classic, having that go platinum. I mean, I kind of got to step away from acting a little bit just because, I mean, this opportunity for music came about. I was just like, how am I going to turn away
from
this?
Yeah, so like, it was just, tell me about music. Did you always want to be like a double threat? Or I don't know, do you dance too?
I dance a little bit. I dance.
So you a triple threat?
I'm a triple threat, okay. But I don't like the choreo. You know, the choreographed moves so much, but you know.
That pop.
Yeah, I don't like the 1-2 boom cat. You know, I'd rather just freestyle. You know, and just have fun with it. But yeah, but you know, like I said, you know, when the party's in the club, if groovy comes on, I'm definitely gonna hit a couple moves. And the cameras might come
rock
out.
And roll,
you know, it gets
real
a little
smooth,
crazy.
Like,
yeah, it's fun.
Okay,
but so you know, just growing up and just being a fan of music and being from Long Beach, you know, rap and R&B was definitely, you know, the forefront of my music love. And you know, also listening to NSYNC and stuff like that, I never really thought I was going to be in a pop band. I never thought that ever in life. So, you know, when Tony and I kind of got that opportunity and, you know, that's kind of the genre they put us in, mm-hmm. you know, we're making, you know, pop music. You know, that kind of opened up my love for music even more, you know, just you know, kind of being versatile. So, yeah, I've always had a love for music, but I think just getting older, it kind of gave me... you know, just more life experiences to talk about, you know. So
how did you and Tony Aller, who's a part of MKTO, how did you guys meet?
Yeah, we met just so randomly. I mean, doing a show together, like I said, called Gigantic on Team Nick. We met, just played best friends, became best friends.
Aww.
The show only did a season, you know, so I was just like, what, probably 12 episodes or something like that. Mm-hmm. So just spending that little time together and that downtime, we just built a friendship, putting stuff up on YouTube and messing around on GarageBand and just recording songs. And, you know, like I said, that kind of spiraled into us meeting some great producers who, mm-hmm. you know, produced for Beyonce and Neo and Celine Dion. And, you know, they really, you know, helped us and just, you know, take a next step into our careers and really open the doors and just getting us into label meetings with big labels and, you know, having us getting assigned to Columbia Records and working on Classic, getting a platinum song out there and, you know, just really opening our eyes and opening more doors for us, man, was something we can only ever dreamed of. And doing it with one of my best friends, Tony Aller, was so cool to share that experience. And working with people like Taylor Swift and performing in front of 60,000 people in Gillette Stadium. Like,
an experience, I bet.
It was, man, that was so cool. So, you know, definitely just taking a little time off. We're just trying to figure some things out and, you know, so we can jump back in there.
And clearly the group is amazing. You guys have 8 million views for your song Bad Girls, American Dream 15 million, and then the video that I'm going to play for you right now, over 83 million views on YouTube. This is MKTO. I was like, I'm so stupid. I don't like to ruin up the word. Okay, this is MKTO, Classic. Hey. Let's play it. Hey. Baby, you're so
classic. Turned up. We shot that in Hollywood.
It looks fun. It's like a fun party.
Yeah, I had to take it back old school a little bit.
I never met a girl like that ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a forward in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies. Playing in the disco tech. A 70s dream and an 80s. I'm about to do a casino party at this point.
Yeah, let's do it. Just so classy.
Oh, my God. This song went everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I love seeing fans saying, playing in stores, and they're still listening to the game, man. I love it.
This is like you going shopping in any mm-hmm. female women's clothing store.
It's for the ladies. Come on now.
Doing it for the ladies.
Always for the ladies.
So... are you guys going to get back together, or are you guys going to create some new music? I know everybody is like...
I know, right? Even we're like at this point, like, nah, but we're trying to figure it out, man. It's definitely some things we just trying to get together. But,
yeah.
We definitely are trying to get some new music out there. Definitely, definitely. So stay on the lookout. It's only a tweet away, Instagram away. So get ready.
Okay. You said
very
it.
Soon. Yeah.
Because I was looking at them comments. People are like... upset.
Yeah, it's like nice comments, and now they're getting what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, where are you? I need more music.
I know. We miss those stages. We miss being in front of everybody mm-hmm. and, you know, touching those cities that showed us so much love and that we built over the years. So, you know, we're definitely going to get some more music to you guys.
So, would you ever go solo?
I mean, you know, definitely because, you know, that's just always been a dream of mine, just to be an artist and put out mm-hmm. music, and you know, and having those things coexist, you know, acting and being able to do music. So I definitely, in the long run, that was definitely going to be the dream, and for him as well. So yeah. You know, we knew this wasn't going to be forever, but you know, we knew this was a big step to open mm-hmm. up some doors for us, and you know, just to grow as artists and as individuals, and learning a lot just and with the business. You know, you can learn so much.
Definitely.
So. And we understood that, and, you know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. I know we've just been away for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, that we just don't want to lose that momentum. So we're really trying to figure it out, like, as soon as possible. But you know, if it comes to that, you know, yeah, definitely you'll be hearing some music really soon.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
for
so, like, what genre do you like? So you're a rapper, right? Or
yeah,
do you
yeah.
sing, too?
I sing a little bit, too.
Oh, you sing a little bit, too.
I do. I was singing on our first album a little bit. And, you know, it's also always been a dream of mine and kind of how music has evolved.
Yeah.
You know, with just the rapping and singing has kind of taken over right
you
now.
You can do both,
It's kind of the lane for me. So, you know, I can't wait to just, you know, with over the years, just working with so many great producers. Mm-hmm. I've just meeting so many great people that have been willing to work and create. So, you know, you guys get ready, man. That's what I'm saying. We're cooking up.
Ready.
We in there cooking up a lot of stuff now. So I'm also working with some artists, you know, that rap and sing as well. With America's, they're called America's Most Hated. Some talented guys, you know, from L.A., from Long Beach and stuff like that. So, you know, definitely doing my executive producing and writing a little bit, too. So, you know, just all trying to put my foot in a little bit of everything.
In future, if you want to do a collab.
Let's get it. You already know. Let's get it, man. Set it up. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to talk about our next segment, which is Next in Casting. Now, I have been wanting to see this movie. It hasn't dropped yet. It's going to drop August 4th. But it came on my timeline on Instagram, and I was like, I have to see this. So, this is your upcoming film, Detroit. Now, just give us a little background about this movie first before we see the trailer.
Cool. Detroit, it's about it's a movie about a real time. You know, something that really happened in American history, one of the darkest times in American history. A story that we should all know, a situation that took place at the Algiers Motel mm-hmm. in Detroit in 67. And, you know, kind of just, you know, kind of dealing with what we're dealing with a little bit now with just cops and the police brutality and not really the right protocols. And, and this movie just touches on that. And, you know, almost 40 to 50 years ago, you know, and, you know, it definitely shows how much we have grown, but, you know, how much there's still to accomplish. You know,
oh, wow.
So
yeah.
That's Detroit.
Okay, so let's see the trailer for Detroit. I'm in love with the movie, and I haven't even seen it yet.
I assume this is about what went on at the motel.
What happened at the motel?
What happened at the motel?
If you don't know, I tell you. I was working security by Wisconsin. And on Tuesday night, we heard gunfire coming from the area near the Algiers. Police was there. There was a lot of shooting. When I went in there, three kids had been killed.
No. So they were killed right before you got there. You carry a 38, right?
A revolver. You carry a revolver.
I do have a 38.
You ever shoot anyone?
I didn't do it. Police.
Oh, here we go.
Here in Detroit, a city of war, violence continues.
We've made state police and National Guardsmen available.
I'm declaring a public state of emergency.
It's a war zone out there. They're destroying the city.
Police!
I'm just going to assume you're all criminals.
You don't talk about this to anyone ever. You understand?
This city has problems. But change is coming.
I told you what I saw. I'm trying to help here.
Change is coming.
They're kids. What's the matter with you?
Change is coming.
You're gonna kill us, man.
Change is coming.
I need you to survive the night.
happened? You want to go home?
What happened at the motel?
What happened at the motel?
We just want you to survive the night.
Motel. Holiday. Okay. No. But that is intense. Now, I know Catherine Bigelow, director, she directed Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker. And I feel like she's breaking barriers being a female director.
She's the only one that won the only female to win an Oscar, right?
She is amazing. So how do you feel, were you surprised at all how she was able to, you know, capture the struggle of, you know, this is the struggle of a lot of black people, like everywhere till this day, of being, you know, discriminated against and, you know, with police brutality?
I don't know if it was hard for her to catch. Well, maybe. I know there's definitely a certain type of weight, you know, when you go in and telling one of these types of stories and just of a different culture. But
exactly.
I also think that just shows how strong of a woman she is, and just being able to be ready to tell a story like this and know, you know, that she could have a target on her back, or some people could, you know, be mad at her for telling a story
definitely.
Like this of, a just American history, but of another culture. So, you know, first of all, I tip my hat off to her just for doing that. And she's such a great director. I mean, like,
yes, amazing.
Even watching this, like, the way she shoots is like, it's like you're there. I mean, it's so, like, documentary style, like you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's one of the things I love about how she shoots. And her team is just amazing, just putting the story together, getting this cast together. I mean, this is, like, to me, one of the best casts of, like, up and coming and, like, you know, a couple of vet actors that, you know, are in this movie, but it's just...
So tell me about the cast. We have John Boyega, Will Poulter, Algie Smith, who was
Algie
in the
Smith,
New Edition movie.
Right.
So tell
Jason
me about
Mitchell.
Working with them.
I mean, yeah, Jason Mitchell, Peyton, Alex Smith. I mean, just so many great people, you know, and that also... You know, with the depth of this movie, you know, we just all wanted to go in here and tell a great story and make sure we knew that, you know, we were just taking our emotions from our real personal lives to put them into these characters so we can make these emotions come off as real as possible on screen. And I think everybody did that. And, you know, just with us being in the motel, you'll see just the chemistry we had. And she just, Catherine Bigelow, just, I don't know, just the way she works, man, with just like... trusting her actors and knowing that she trusts you, you have more trust in yourself. Like, I don't know how to explain
that.
It's so powerful. And, you know, just giving us the freedom to go in here and work. And and you're going to see, man, we just had so much fun, you know, working together and telling this story. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So what were your emotions like filming something like this? Like I said, so intense.
I mean.
Were some days, like when you were shooting, were you like down because of the story?
I mean, some days all of us were going off in our own corners and just in deep mindsets and fighting back tears and, you know, having some of these tears really come across on screen and just trying to get into these mindsets of I played a character named Michael Clark.
Yeah, talk a little bit about your character.
Yeah, his name was Michael Clark. He's a young, cool, smooth guy, you know, hanging out at the Algiers and just at a time when the riots and stuff is going on or people are rebelling, just trying to get away, a place where he can go clear his head and hang out with some friends. And, you know, you really see his arc when, you know, he really comes closer with his friends and everybody he's in this motel with because he doesn't know if he's going to get home. So, you know, when you're dealing with that, I mean, like, trying to put myself in that mind state, knowing how I grew up and, you know, there's like I said, we've grown over the years, so there's not so much, you know, racism and stuff like that. I haven't had to deal with that growing up. So trying to put myself in his shoes and knowing what's going on at that time was for all of us, was, you know, put kind of a weight on our shoulders, but us being professionals and knowing how to deal with it, you know, and us being able to laugh sometimes because, you know, was so overwhelming for us. You know, it helped a lot, but we all came closer together because of it. And we just knew this story was going to be, you know, something that a lot of generations can share this story, and it'll just bring about great conversation, especially for what's going on right now. And just showing a younger generation, and for me, you know, having to go do some research and not knowing, you know, about this particular story in Detroit, you know, but knowing about some of the L.A. riots because I'm from here and just, you know, knowing about the different rebellings of different cities. And
definitely an eye-opener, I would have said.
Yeah, definitely an eye-opener. So, I mean, just dealing with all that and within these couple of weeks of trying to shoot this movie, we came very close. We learned so much. And shout-out to the city of Detroit, you know, just for letting us tell this story. And I think it'll uplift the city. We're not trying to – we don't want this movie to, you know, to come across in a negative way or have people, you know, want to do anything negative. You know, we're just trying to share a story, and I think we're all, you know, strong enough right now to be able to go view something like this, and it'll be a great, great summer film. And, you know, so it's going to be amazing, man. We can't wait for it to come out.
No, August 4th. August 4th.
Yeah.
And August is my birthday month. So if any of y'all want to take me to go see Detroit, you can. I can let you know where you can drop off them tickets.
Okay.
And I'm going to go and see it. Yeah. But I know that you turned down a couple of roles prior to, like, Detroit. So what draws you or attracts you to a role before selecting it?
And it's funny because, you know, with Detroit, I didn't know everything. I didn't know this was going to be, you know, I didn't have the full script really for the audition up until I was literally flying to the destination to go shoot. But I knew it was Kathryn Bigelow. I know how she works. And, you know, just working with her would have been
huge.
Is on my bucket list. You know what I'm saying? So just knowing the power that comes with that and just believing in the script and listening to my managers and them and knowing and following my gut, just knowing, you know, just because some of the projects I turned down, you know, won a lot of awards and stuff like that, but just, you know, I don't know, just believing strongly about how I feel and how I want to portray myself. I just, you know, sometimes I have to do that. You know, I just have to turn down projects. And, you know, luckily this one came up, you know, and I had the chance to go out and do this. And, you know, just to hear the way people are talking about it, you know, it's going to be great, and having seeing it on during the finals and stuff like that, it's just so cool, man. So I'm just, you know, so glad to be able to follow my gut and know good things can happen like this.
What roles are you, like, kind of opposed to, would you say?
Well, not really opposed to. It just has to be...
The timing?
It has to be maybe the right role, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, I just... And the role it was like a, you know... kind of like a supporting, even though I'm, you know, I'm supporting in this cast. It's I just.
You just know, huh?
Yeah, I just knew, and it just wasn't.
Following your gut like Olivia Pope on Scandal.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man. So, you know.
That's all cool. So I can't wait to see it. And I heard that it's, like, probably going to snag a couple awards at the Oscars, maybe?
I mean, well, you know, that's just, you know, knowing Kathryn Bigelow and knowing that she has won some awards, you can only imagine that, you know, those eyes will be, you know, looking at this movie. So that's just a blessing to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And to know that can actually happen. You know, it's obviously, you know, kind of, again, on my bucket list or, you know, something an actor dreams of, obviously, to be, you know, at the Oscars or, you know, to be a part of a film like that, you know, that stature. So, hey, if it happens, fingers crossed. But, you know, I'm just blessed, man.
And I understand, too, that you also want to direct in the directing chair, right?
Yeah, I do. Actually, you know, just with the time and how everything is, you know, coming across right now, I'm kind of developing a little miniseries for myself. Just, you know, watching great people like Issa Rae and, you know, how she got her start. You know, just putting some stuff up on YouTube.
I heard you like Insecure, right? That's your favorite show?
Yeah, I mean, Insecure is definitely a good show. Might be making a little cameo on there.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. Shout out to Issa Rae and the whole HBO team and Insecure. But yeah, like she just, you know, putting up a show on YouTube and then getting picked up like that. It's just, I mean, just watching people's grind and just believing in their work to put it out there. And, you know, having these tools like YouTube, that's what I tell people all the time.
Social media
up.
Just, you can advocate for yourself now. Exactly. You don't have to wait.
Yeah, man. So just trying to take advantage of outlooks like that and also, you know, just build up my credits. So I'm like I said, I'm trying to do this little mini series right now. I might, you know, have a little role in there, but definitely just get my directing, you know, on. And so, yeah, just opening that up a little bit.
Okay, so we'll be on the lookout for that. So
get ready, man.
Now we're going to have a little fun because I know Detroit was kind of like, it was serious. Yeah, it was in a serious
moment.
There's
some happy moments in there. Like I said, they're singing and, you know, it's fun. It's definitely going to take you on an emotional roller coaster. But yeah, man, you guys get ready for that.
So now we're going to head into our next segment called Next or Nah, where we look at the trends and say, if we feeling it, it's a next. If we not, it's a nah.
Okay.
All right. So right now, it is summer. It's officially summer now. So now we got some new hair looks.
Oh.
Neon hair is the new thing. I don't know if you're feeling it yet, but we have a picture right now of the neon hair. We got Cassie, Kay Michelle, and Kylie Jenner rocking the neon hair. How you feeling about it? Next or nah?
I mean,
I feel like I need to play some Jeopardy music for you.
I'm trying
to see.
I mean, for summertime, I guess, you know, it might It might bring a new energy, but I'm gonna have to
it
go.
It might
with, nah,
bring a new
nah,
energy.
Nah, 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 nah.
We have the music.
I hear the Jeopardy music, yeah. But I'm gonna go with nah.
You're gonna go with nah?
No, nah, nah, nah. I'm not feeling the highlighter.
Not feeling the highlighter look for the summer.
Maybe if it was streaks or something.
Some okay, streaks, but not the whole head.
Not the whole. I don't know, Cassie.
Cassie,
she kind of got away with it.
Yeah.
I think it was the complexion. I don't know, though. See, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you guys are going to see me rocking any neon hair pretty soon, but I thought, you know, Cassie did a good job.
I thought so.
She does. She never fails, really, with the looks. Yeah, Cassie, she kind of can pull anything off.
It's a nah for
the neon hair for the summertime ladies. So if you're trying to track Malcolm, he ain't going to try to message you if you got that neon hair this summer.
Oh, snap.
But before we let you go, we actually have a game. Mm-hmm. And this is in honor of Detroit. We're going to put up some celebrities from Detroit. Now, their picture is going to be a little blurred out, so you're not going to know who it is. And I got some good music, you know, to get you in the flow. So this is our first celeb.
That's Young M.
Eminem. Is it Eminem?
Yeah, hey! Yeah. I know M. Come on, shout out Detroit.
Right,
shout out M.
All right, Eminem. Okay, who's this?
Oh, yeah, B.I.G. Big Sean. Come on.
You killing it. I don't know if it's the music.
I think it's the music. Hey.
Hey. All right, who's this?
Me here seeing you. That's Dej Love.
Dej Love. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. You killing it. Okay, last one.
Ooh, one of the GOATs.
Okay.
One of the GOATs, you know, killing the game. OG, a veteran, Stevie Wonder. I had to give him a little intro.
Stevie. You gave Stevie an intro.
I had to. Shout out Stevie Wonder, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
gotta
you killed
shake your
it.
Hand one more time. But, yeah. Stevie.
I think it's the music.
Hey.
You have to, like, do you have... Oh, we got the lights?
Oh, it's a party.
It's
now.
A party.
Hey.
Okay. All right. So, tell me about some upcoming projects that you have.
Guys, get ready for Detroit. Definitely August 4th. Check out Insecure. I might be making a little cameo on there. But I'm really trying to figure out this music situation because I'm trying to get some stuff out there. But I've done a couple of features and stuff like that with some guys. So just look online but get ready, guys, because I want to get some music to you guys real soon. But
I am so excited. I'm excited for Detroit. I'm excited for MKTO to get back together.
Yeah.
Because Classic was my jam, not going to lie.
That.
Okay?
It still is a jam, yeah.
So we're going to be on the lookout for you.
I appreciate that. And thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
So, guys, this has been BHL Next. Don't forget to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. And you can go on and follow me at Raylan Taren on Instagram and Twitter. And Malcolm, one more time, for the people, let them know where they can follow you.
At The Real Malcolm, Twitter and Instagram. Follow up. Peace, y'all.
Bye. See you next Thursday.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Like half Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.